for those that are watching, never been to Grammys, you should know all of the winners, all 100 of them, or I guess it's 110. All 110 winners are announced at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. In like a ceremony just for the Academy.
The actual
That's where I should wear something.
Right.
And the performance is in the evening, and what you see is the performance.
Right.
Of how many people didn't show up to actually see their awards, right, to get their awards.
Which is unusual, that's the first year. Right.
But what's crazy about that is that Carrie Underwood was really the only A-list performer, but she's obviously an American Idol person, so she's still kind of new to the scene, was that showed up to even know that they won. So either artists that actually were, like, up for awards, either famed like they didn't know, like Kanye West putting his hands in the head trying to pray that he win the fucking album of the year.
Dave Grohl showed up to see.
Yeah, Dave Grohl did too, but we were walking out, that's right. We had left out a little
earlier. Yeah, but... And he did do a good feigning. Dave Grohl, this... Wow, this is a... Wow, this is great, right? Stopping each sentence he's saying. So, like, he did a good acting job of pretending like he didn't know.
Pretending like he didn't know.
He did a good job doing that. But there's no way people aren't... Their people are there. Right?
Oh, yeah, you're sending your entourage.
So, Kanye...
Is all
fair. Is not the type of person who's going to be able to wait an hour. First of all, Kanye is the type of person, I don't know if everybody sees this, that when if he doesn't win an award, he's the biggest baby in the world.
Which is actually what that one woman that was hosting the pre-telecast ceremony.
Yes, Patty Austin says, I'm really glad Kanye won every award possible. He won 3 in a row at the actual awards, not what we got.
And he wasn't there to slice them.
On TV, right? Well, the actual awards behind the scenes. And so her response is, I'm glad he actually won every award possible because we really don't want to see him deal with him.
Yeah, dealing with crying backstage.
Deal with him if he didn't win. Just one.
There's definitely a lot, which is weird that he won so much because there's so much and obviously animosity towards his attitude.
Right.
Like,
he's the jackass of the industry, but look how much Kanye content is getting played. Right. Yeah. And you know what, I gotta be honest with you, because I did not vote that category, so I never heard that Kanye album. For all we know, it's really good.
Well, it's just cool that he performed with Daft Punk, which gives him a lot more validity in my book.
Well, what was cool about that is I was ignoring Kanye was on the stage.
And the Chemical Brothers won a Grammy for fucking electronic music, right?
Chemical Brothers won? No, who did win?
No, it was Chemical
Brothers. Stood up, it was Chemical Brothers?
It was Chemical Brothers. And that album's not very good. It's actually their worst album.
That's great.
Actually, I would recommend not buying that album. But they won a Grammy for it.
Okay, you heard it. Don't buy the album. But
don't buy it.
They won a Grammy for it. And
LCD Sound System and Justice are by far much superior albums and much more original. The Chemical Brothers are tapped out. And it was actually, they like, almost mailed it in to cash a check. That's what it kind of seemed to me.
And Beastie Boys, who I did not even know released anything